From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The University of Missouri will reopen residence halls for students one day earlier than planned, encouraging students to consider returning to campus early from winter break to beat the forecasted weekend winter storm. According to the Columbia, Missourian, residence halls and the Plaza 900 dining hall will open at 9 a.m. tomorrow, according to a news release from Vice Chancellor of Operations Gary Ward. Plaza 900 will serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and other areas will be open on a limited schedule. The National Weather Service forecasted a mix of rain and snow Friday and snow on Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures are predicted to be well below freezing, with a high of 10 degrees on Sunday. The Missouri House of Representatives voted yesterday to keep private some emails between them and the people they represent. Samuel King reports that Democrats say the move is a way to get around the state's sunshine law.
Amendment 1, otherwise known as Clean Missouri, forced state legislators to follow the state's open records law. But the new House rules will let lawmakers keep emails and documents related to constituent complaints or concerns confidential. Republicans said during debate that the move would protect people's privacy. Democrats, like John Carpenter of Clay County, say protections for personal information are already in place.
It explicitly states that we have to follow the Sunshine Law. So whether we agree with that or not, that's what our Constitution reads.
Emails related to party strategy will stay private as well. I'm Samuel King.
A Central Missouri prosecutor's office has been ordered to pay $36,000 for failing to provide records to a man doing research for the marijuana activist group Show Me Cannabis. The Missouri Court of Appeals Western District yesterday upheld a lower court's ruling that the Cole County prosecutor's office broke state law in 2015 in refusing to provide records to Aaron Malin. Malin says he's, quote, thrilled by the ruling. Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce ruled in 2017 that former prosecutor Mark Richardson knowingly and purposefully violated Missouri's open record laws. Malin sought communication between Richardson and a drug task force. Richardson lost the August primary to Locke Thompson, who is now prosecutor. Thompson says he will, quote, ensure that the fine is paid and that all applicable documents are produced. A new report about the racial wealth divide in America points to startling statistics. The progressive think tank Institute for Policy Studies uses data from the Federal Reserve Board to show the median or typical white family has 41 times more wealth than the median black family and 22 times more wealth than the median Latino family. Bill Emmons of the Fed in St. Louis says there is one area not in the report where the wealth gap is shrinking.
Among families without college degrees, without four-year college degrees, we see some improvement among black and Hispanic families, both relative to the overall population and relative to white families without college degrees.
The report covers the years 1983 through 2016. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.